The Barrington Municipal Exhibition started today. Boy, does it feel kind of unusual to say that after a couple of seasons of nothing going on. And indeed, the Big Little X is one of only a few in Nova Scotia that are going to be having exhibitions, small ones be it may. And I'm joined by Stephanie Waybrat from the Barrington Municipal Exhibition. She's actually the president. And we're going to talk a little bit about it. Stephanie, thanks for taking the time to talk to me today.
Hi, Wade. Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about the plan to get everything moving forward. I was kind of surprised, I guess it was a couple of months ago, when I saw that you guys were at least talking about this. And kind of what was the thought process and the decision to kind of go forward and to, I don't know, make it a smaller event but still have an event?
Well, as most people know or are aware, all exhibitions in Nova Scotia had been canceled by Exhibition Nova Scotia earlier in the year. But we were clear to have some smaller events at our grounds. So, of course, being out of not being able to have stuff for a couple of years, funds get a little low. So we talked about what we could do for fundraising. So we thought we would put together a smaller version of our exhibition and call it a Back to Our Roots exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
4-H, Ox Halls, those are the main focus of our event. We've scaled back some of our bigger crowd attractions, such as our mud runs, to keep the number of people in one place at one time to a minimum. The events we can't do, we're hoping to do maybe later in the fall, but for right now, we're just doing a smaller version of our exhibition.
All right, so let's talk about what's going on. Today is the starting day. It runs from today through until end of day on Sunday. So what's happening today?
Today is just our mostly exhibits are coming in this evening, all exhibits, personal exhibits. 4-H exhibits will be dropped off through the afternoon. Our personal community exhibits can be dropped off tonight from 6 to 8, and judging will be happening on those at 8. And then we have bouncers starting tomorrow afternoon at 3. We have bouncers all weekend. We have a full canteen all weekend. Our gates open at 3 tomorrow, our opening ceremony at 3:30. Then our Ox Halls start at 4. They'll run through the evening. From 8 to 11 tomorrow night, we have the band Hourglass on stage for your entertainment. And that was sponsored by B. Reynolds Trucking. And then Saturday, we're going to try something a little different. We're going to do breakfast from the canteen on the grounds.
Mm-hmm.
The gates open at 7. Canteen or breakfast will run from 7 to 10. And we have 4-H shows and events going on all day on Saturday. Ox Halls start at 12, run through the day. We have a Little Miss Barrington pageant starting at 4, and that's sponsored by Wilson's Home Hardware. And then from 9 to 12, we're going to have a little fun and do some 70s and 80s music. So grab your 70s and 80s attire and come dance the night away.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, our gates open at 12. We have a petting zoo from 12 to 1:30 and a little top pageant, which is also sponsored by Wilson. And then we're going to be ending our event this year with a bingo at 6 o'clock. So we just bring your tables, lawn chair, and your lucky daubers and come join us.
Are you doing the bingo outside or inside the arena?
We're going to try inside the main building.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's getting dark earlier now. So, and in the event of rain, we're going to try inside the main building. If we have more people than we can contain in there due to COVID restrictions, we've got tents to set up.
Okay, right on. Okay, sounds cool. So congratulations on putting this together. Was it difficult getting the group of volunteers, or is it kind of a core group that always kind of stays involved in this?
We do have a core group who are awesome. We've spent numerous hours the last couple of weeks. It's something we just pulled together in the last couple of weeks with our final plans. So we've got an amazing group of volunteers. So anytime you drive by, they're there even early morning till dark at night, just chipping in and doing what they can. So
right. Congratulations on doing this, and best of luck. I want to say let's get a lot of people, but you know, it's in a way that's kind of scary. But let's have a big success.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Have a good one. That is Stephanie Weybrecht. She's the president of the Barrington Municipal Exhibition. The Big Little X gets going today with some public judging at 8:30 for 4-H items. And you can find the schedule and all of that on their Facebook page.